Closing arguments are taking place today and tomorrow in the second-degree murder trial against Tyler Sells. The trial is well into its fourth week, with final evidence presented Tuesday. A handful of witnesses were recalled Tuesday, with both the Crown and defense seeking clarification on several pieces of evidence following Sells' testimony last week. In his closing statement, defense lawyer Michael Puskas said the Crown is charged with proving without a reasonable doubt that Sells is guilty of second-degree murder. In this particular case, Puskas said, there's only a few major issues the jury is being asked to decide. One of those major issues is when Tyler Sells inflicted the wounds he did upon the people that you already know about, which ultimately led to the death of Charles Street Jean. He was acting in self-defense or he was acting in defense of Ms. Teresa Grassley. If you determine Tyler was acting in self-defense or in defense of Ms. Grassley, then he was acting lawfully, then you collectively must deliver a verdict of not guilty. Puskas said Sells sits here today, and he's an innocent man. He told jurors that during their deliberations, Sells remains an innocent man. The only time Mr. Sells could become guilty of anything is if all of you collectively decide that the Crown has persuaded you beyond a reasonable doubt. You've all watched movies, you've all watched TV, but you have to forget everything you think you know about what a reasonable doubt is. Reasonable doubt is based on reason and common sense, Puskas said. That's why our system values juries, he said. We trust that you have reason, we trust that you have the common sense from your experiences, and that you'll apply those, here. The question, Puskas said, is whether Sells believed on reasonable grounds that force was being used against him or against Teresa Grassley. Sells testified that he got to the threshold of the doorway of Grassley's apartment, Puskas said, and looked out onto the deck and saw two women attacking Grassley and identified one of them as Stephanie Martin, but couldn't identify the second woman. Puskas said Sells gave evidence that he observed both of them punching Grassley, and, as a result, he testified that he pushed aside St. Jean and Martin to get to Grassley, pulling her back into her apartment. If you believe that to be the evidence, that is an application of force against Ms. Grassley, Puskas said. Sells also testified that once he did get Grassley out of harm's way, the crowd of people that was out in front of her apartment door turned to face him and started advancing. He was afraid, said Puskas, pointing out Sells' background of being bullied almost on a daily basis as a teenager. He turned, he looked around and saw a knife and he grabbed it. There's no doubt that Sells used force, said Puskas. Sells has admitted to stabbing all three complainants. He's admitted that his stab wounds caused the death of Mr. Street Jean, so there's no doubt that Mr. Sells used force, said Puskas. The question is, was he using that force to defend himself from a force or threat of force? Was he acting in self-defense, or was he being the aggressor? Puskas asked the jury to consider the reasonableness of Sells' apprehension and fear from this group. He's just seen someone striking Ms. Grassley. She's older compared to them, frail. She's intoxicated to the point where it's embarrassing, and Mr. Sells just witnessed some of this group assaulting her. Now this group is heading towards him. Is it reasonable for him to assume that they're either trying to continue the assault on Ms. Grassley? Or that they might take it out on Mr. Sells for his protection? Was that reasonable for him to assume? Do you have a reasonable doubt that it was reasonable for him? In his closing argument, Puskas singled out the testimony of Marc-André Leduc, one of the first Crown witnesses to testify in the trial. He said the Crown is hanging its hat on Leduc's testimony, which he said was riddled with flat-out lies that he told on the stand, under oath. In his testimony, Leduc said Grassley lunged at him, taking his hat and flipping it off. He was asked, did you see any other violence between anyone on that deck? He emphatically said, no, I said I was right there. If there had been violence, I would have seen it. However, Leduc is the only witness to testify that no other violence had taken place that night, whereas, other witnesses testified there was a fight between Grassley, Martin and another woman. He also testified that after he was stabbed, he retreated only a few steps, but was still able to see Sells emerge from the doorway to stab St. Jean. Two other witnesses testified that after Leduc was stabbed, he joined them by a truck in the driveway and was showing them his wound when St. Jean was stabbed, and only went back up the deck when someone yelled St. Jean had been stabbed. The Crown will give their closing arguments on Thursday.